Friday, January 31st. First reading from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 32 through 39. Remember the days past when, after you had been enlightened, you endured a great contest of suffering. At times you were publicly exposed to abuse and affliction. At other times you associated yourselves with those so treated. You even joined in the sufferings of those in prison and joyfully accepted the confiscation of your property, knowing that you had a better and lasting possession. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence. It will have great recompense. You need endurance to do the will of God and receive what He has promised. For after just a brief moment, He who is to come shall come. He shall not delay. But my just one shall live by faith, and if he draws back, I take no pleasure in him. We are not among those who draw back and perish, but among those who have faith and will possess life. Haydock Commentary. After having laid before them the severity of God's judgments, St. Paul comforts them with the hopes they may have of their eternal salvation, from what they had already suffered soon after they received the light of the gospel and were illuminated by baptism. He encourages them to patience in the short time of this mortal life. But my just one shall live by faith. That is, the just man, he that liveth according to the doctrine I have taught, liveth by faith, which is the groundwork and foundation of a good life. But if he withdraw himself and fall from this faith of Christ, he shall not please God. Luther and Calvin teach that faith alone is sufficient for justification, and they define this faith to be an assured confidence that their sins are forgiven them wholly by Christ's passion. No text, however, in Scripture teaches that a man is justified by faith only. In Romans, Luther makes St. Paul say that a man is justified by faith only, without works of the law. The Authorized Version has omitted the word only, which was foisted into the German translations. Those who pretend justification by faith alone vainly cite this text, as its obvious meaning is that neither the works of the written law done by the Jew, nor the works of the law of nature done by the Gentile, before either of them believe in Christ, can, without faith in Christ, justify anyone. Saving faith is a faith working through charity in Jesus Christ, a faith which includes hope, love, repentance, and the use of the sacraments. Hence St. James declares that a man may have faith but not works, but that faith without works will not save him. St. Paul teaches the same in 1 Corinthians 13:2, "If I should have all faith so as to move mountains and have not charity, I am nothing." The Gospel from Mark chapter 4, verses 26 through 34. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land, and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow, he knows not how. Of its own accord the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed that, when it is sown in the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables he spoke the word to them, as they were able to understand it. Without parables he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples he explained everything in private. Haydock Commentary. So it is with him who announces the gospel of the kingdom of God as with the sower. For whether he sleep or rise, the seed will grow up while he knoweth not, and the well-prepared soil will, by the blessing of God, be productive. So the word of God shed abroad in the heart of man will increase and fructify independently of all the preacher's solicitude, till he who has received it, being arrived at the measure of the age and fullness of Christ, shall be withdrawn by God from this world and be called to himself. Regarding verse 33, "He spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it," this seems to contradict what was said in verse 12 that, "seeing they may not see." But we must observe that parables have more explanations than one, some more easy, whilst others are more difficult to be understood. In parables, the multitude understood the more literal interpretation, whilst Christ explains the more abstruse and hidden sense to his apostles. Hence, there is no contradiction in these texts.